So we can record this.
Okay. When we last left our heroes, we just put on the board a little bit. Hopefully, so you have written down maybe what was on the board. And the machlokas about umbrellas, right? And the four riots we might have to matter umbrellas, really three coming from one general direction. And one coming from a totally different direction. One riot is that maybe handheld is okay, like the hat. That was different angle, which they weren't so machshiv. And the other three were basically saying things that are already made and just have to be opened and closed are not bone. Bone is only putting things together. Either the string, the kila on the string, or the kisei traskel and the chuppah that the Magen Avraham adds to it, or the ramah in Hilchos Sukkah with the hinges, and how the Nedav Yehuda got out of all of those. And lamaisa, all of this farm basically say the same thing, that even though they're more convinced by the Chasam Sofer, nonetheless, we all keep the Nedav Yehuda. The Chasmish said in his way, the Shmir Shabbos said in his way. What did I noticed that
Mark Chilton says your
the what does he say? Oh really? If you're not a your shrine, it's okay. All right, even the Riviat here also said something similar. He says, although an analogy to use an umbrella to that of an attached awning, which is Ramah in Hilchos Sukkah, is not without basis, the preeminent poskim of early periods nevertheless saw fit to extend the prohibition of oil to umbrellas. One dare not trifle with this restriction. And very similar to Lashem, Lamaisa, where we don't mess with the issur of umbrellas, even if we are not convinced by it. That's the consensus of the post. What about things that are not exactly umbrellas? So what are things that are not exactly umbrellas? So Bible showed me a very controversial thing you can find online if you Google Magin Shabbat. Some guy invented a Shabbos umbrella based on nothing to the coolest of umbrellas. What he did was he just made an umbrella, and on top of that, like built like a cube of a tefach by a tefach by a tefach, a little more so that he even held it diagonally, it still had a tefach, and said, ah, since we already have a roof of the tefach, you're just moving to Ol HaRai, so it's much more cool, even according to the Nodav Yehuda. And he tried to, he got a lot of rabbis to sign on, apparently, and I don't think he ever actually sold it. So it's an interesting case. What about this umbrella with a built-in tefach cube? So it will always be just adding to an existing roof. Does that work or not? And it was very controversial. Lemaisa, there are two reasons why it seems to never have gotten off the ground. Meaning it didn't get enough rabbinic support to get off the ground, even though he had plenty of signing on. I think one reason is, and this is some of the people who are against it, right? This is just, you know, whatever, we have this minhag against umbrellas. Even if you make a mutter umbrella, we still have this minhag that it's a pouring together to use an umbrella. And therefore, even a mutter umbrella won't help because it's not the logic of the umbrella. It's just the minhag against umbrellas. And also, you pointed out that logically they're not giving it. Maybe if you assume a regular umbrella is mutter, a regular umbrella is mutter, it's not so pasha that building a cube on top of it necessarily helps, and that's called mosif al ohel arai, because the cube on top of it is not necessarily an ohel over anyone. You know, it's lying on the ground, and there's like a box, a tefach by a tefach by a tefach, that's fully mahil on itself, but it's not actually useful as a roof for anything. So who says that's called mosif alo alarai if you have something that's not actually starting at Shabbos? It's not actually a useful roof over anything, but it's a cube. Maybe that doesn't count as mosif alo alarai. It needs to be something that's actually useful as a roof, like all the examples you find in Shas. or at least a place that's useful as a root. Lamaisa, it was not accepted either because they don't think this is called Mosif, and then you're back to the, they don't think this is called an existing Ohel, and then you're back to the Nodi Huda, or because it's just a minute against the Bellas. Okay, that was a five complex cat.
He made like a whole point out of that, like we have to be monetary because like people don't go to shul and women won't go to the mikvah.
Everyone who wants to do anything claims that the world comes to an end if you don't have it. They claim that if you're not under this umbrella, then who knows, a woman won't go to the mikvah because she doesn't want to get wet and catch cold and die like in my Jane Austen novels. And then they'll come to an Isser Kares when they sleep together without going to mikvah because it was raining. And I'm 100% convinced that anything's possible. Now, of course, anything could lead to anything. Yes. But I'm not necessarily convinced that how many people in the world are doing, you know, coming to Gilead Arayos because they don't have an umbrella on Shabbos. He does ask the question on himself. Oh, they have like raincoats with good hoods, etc. And, you know, he says, very line that very Paris, Nida. But I'm not super convinced that the world comes to an end if you don't have an umbrella on Shabbos. Okay, the Seder. Anyway, let's get back to some of the other discussions. How about, we can't go to every possible discussion, although, you know, with our Tal, but how about some other cases that are Nogea Lamaisa? How about stroller hoods? You know, strollers have a hood that you like bend. So if the hood is open and tefach before Shabbos, then Shalom al Yisrael. But let's say the hood is not open and tefach before Shabbos. Can you open it on Shabbos if it's already attached to, if it's attached to the stroller? Right? If it attaches the stroller, can you open it on Shabbos or not? And here, Zaki was going to tell us all the psukim of Rav Tzion Avishol, which I don't remember. Who is?
Abby, I'm right here.
Oh, okay. The Rav Tzion Avishol, he was machmer on the stroller, huh?
Yeah, and Rav Avadya also.
Rav Avadya on the hood was machmer. Whoa. Who ever heard of such a thing? Rav Moshe is machmer in a very cryptic tshuva, right? That was on the Torah sheet. What about opening the ohel? Let's kavun the eagles tinokos. The Chazon Ish was matir. He says, I don't have time to deal with it. Therefore, just leave it open to tefach from before Shabbos, and then it's matir. And he thinks that is the minhag. So Rav Moshe is machmer on it. Rav Moshe is machmer. Rav Tzion Avishol apparently is machmir, and maybe Rav Avadya is machmir. Okay, I have to check out. It's my my close-mindedness that I didn't check out enough Sfaradi poskim. The Chazon Ish was mekel. He says it's a davar pashut. The Shmir Shabbos is mekel. Rav Ribiad is mekel. Many poskim are mekel. The Orcha Shabbos is mekel. And the svara is that this is this is different from the other. Besides that, maybe the umbrella and the good also should be theoretically mutter. But this is much better. In which way is this much more makel than an umbrella? In what way is the stroller hood much more makel than an umbrella?
It's much more like this is something that's connected.
It's connected to something, right? One of the things that Doni Huda wrote is that you can't bring a raya from the Raman Hilchos Sukkah because that was already something connected to a house. While in an umbrella, you're building a whole thing. So over here, it's already connected to the stroller. Not building a whole thing. It's not like they quote from Rav Yashiv in the Orcha Shabbos and the Dirshu that if you have one of those like clay tents that you just like pop open, unfold, etc., that's a problem. That's like an umbrella. But over here, we're just attached to the stroller. That's like the door of the stroller. I understand it's not a door. Neither is the Ramah's rain roof for a subject. It's not actually a door. You don't go in and out of it. It's just like the door in that it's part of something that opens and closes. So to here, it is like the door, and it's also like the chuppah of the Magen Avraham. Notice the Mishnah Brura, I neglected one example. The Mishnah Brura explicitly says the chuppah of the Magen Avraham is mutter even though your intention is for an ohel. Right? That's in the Sharat Zion. Sifkatan something. Lamed Hey, he says, Chuppah Shekavanasu Bagag Oshen Ohel. right? And nonetheless, it's mutter. So the Bir Halacha quoted, I think this was the Gunna maybe, that he said, the heter, the chuppah, and the kisei pras, so we're giving for an ohel. So why is an umbrella a sir? Because that's just unfolding. Umbrella is more than unfolding. Umbrella is really more like building because you're stretching something out and propping it up with sticks. Even though it seems very easy to us. Look over the umbrellas, the prima gadam, we're not so dissimilar to ours. You know, all you have to do is like push it up. But nonetheless, when you push it up, you are not just unfolding something, but you are stretching something out and propping it up with sticks, which may be more bin. Like if the heter of unfolding the distraction, you're not doing anything, right? And it was a clone, Rashi's said there, right? You're not doing anything. You're doing something. Okay, by the stroller hood, you're not doing anything. So therefore, the stroller hood, it seems like it's a big, big kiddush to the makeup. Here we have to the machner, sorry, the stroller hood, so forth, and keeler. Motor, shmir shabbos kol chasa, chazan ish, Rubiat, 39 Malachos, it's called 39 Malachos, the Orphan Shabbos, Hector the Dover Prophet, and many others are in. Even though Rav Moshe cryptically says Asar without really explaining why, and likewise, Zaki tells us that it says in the Or with Sion, and
I showed Rabbi yesterday.
Yeah, which you showed me yesterday. So that I think I remember seeing, but I'll put it on the board. Anyway, the Svaras Lahatir are very, very strong. Right? The Svaras Lahatir are very strong. According to the Mishnah Berurah, the heter of Kisei Traskel is shayach afilu in miskaveh le'ohel. So this is partially Kisei Traskel. You're not holding something. You're really not doing anything. When you can't say you're like doing things when you, right? You're just unfolding it. It's the same as unfolding anything else.
It can't be regularly cemented.
Yes, but the Bir Halacha said, but no, maybe the umbrella is more than just poppy building. Now, again, it could be that I don't know exactly what these umbrellas look like. I tried to do some research last night on the internet. It was always harder to find these.
Can you picture as much work to go like that and go like that on the
umbrella? In terms of the work, yes, but in terms of what's happening, when you unfold the stroller hood, you're just unfolding. When you do the umbrella, you are really like propping something. You're really making a bit of a structure, right? Because there's a steel rod this way, and then there's a rod that way that keeps it in place and stretches it out. It really, it's doing, it, there's much more chokmah involved.
The only reason I'm asking to clarify that actually is because I know that umbrella that I have in my mind is like, it's almost always open to you, but you kind of just like wrap the thing around it, the Velcro thing around it when you want to close it. Maybe you don't
grab it,
and then it pops up.
It doesn't pop up. You have to like move the thing up or press a button. Now again, it's very easy. And again, maybe he would admit that our umbrellas are very easy. But maybe he would say our umbrellas are very easy. It's new good technology. You know what? A lot of things are very probably you could just press a button and like run a whole farm. But there's still a lot of like building going on. You know, when you stretch something out very hard and you put rods under it, and then you have other rods to prop those up. That's pretty more dumb, doesn't it? You can see this far. And number two is the Ramah in Hilchos Sukkah. The Ramah in Hilchos Sukkah, and this hood is attached. Right? Nonetheless, there are those who answer. It's a bit of a tema. It's a big fish that they offer. They're going to have to deny, not to mention the fact that you could also compare this to the case of the string. If you assume, like some soap, that anything that Rabbanan, because it's only put up for a few hours, is mutter as a string attached to it.
I know there's no string attached to it, but whatever it is, like, it's me, someplace where you can hold it and grasp it and pull it out. That's even better than a string attached, or equivalent to a string attached to it. It's actually going to be another thing, even though they don't quote that as much. What are they going to have to say? They're going to have to say that, I think, they're going to have to argue on the Mishnah Berurah. Who argues on the Mishnah Berurah? Who says the Ohel of the Magen Avraham is L'shem,
the Chuppah of the Magen Avraham is L'shem. Ohel, the Noda Behuda, argues about the folding chair.
Right, meaning Rialach says, oh, I think an umbrella is worse than a folding chair because it has all these rods and but fundamentally you'd be okay for an umbrella. But the Nunhuda, I noticed Shulchan Aruch Rav also. When the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings that Kisei Prasko, says anything not meant for an umbrella, such as etc. etc. So they would have to say the part of number one, they have to be against the Mishnah Berurah. They have to be against the Mishnah Berurah. They would say that no the Nihuda and the Shulchan Aruch Rav. No, the Shulchan Aruch is not getting involved. He just mentions when he starts his halakha. He says anything not for an ohel. Say the heter is only not the shame ohel, and the chuppah of the Magen Avraham. No one's to be against the Magen Avraham is for kavod, right? And how are they going to get out of the Ramah? After all, isn't this just exactly like the Ramah?
In Hilchos Sukkah, so you could say,
like the Huda says in his second day, he says maybe there are mob with only maple because there's no walls, only a roof, and the hood of the stroller there's also walls. All stroller beds I've seen also have walls inside, right? I don't know if you have hoods on your strollers. Maybe you could say either. Like the Novi Yehuda, that the heter is Ra, the god whom the pizzos, or what the Minchas Yitzchak says as a big finish is that the god al hasoka eino l'shem ohel, which is a big finish to short what they call to protect you from the rain. But his big finish is you could split it and say, you don't want to make an ohel above the sack. And what's below the sack is only Tosefes. So therefore, above the sack, you don't want the ohel. You have no use for that space. And below the sack, there's already an ohel. And it's being Moseh. Ain't no shame, ohel. Lemmahum in haskach. And if it's yet those failed, you're the same. If I'm not mistaken. Lemmahata. What? Simon Kapab. Haskach. Eino elatosefes. Very clever. He says you can split it in half. After all, and here's my stock, and here's the roof the Ramah said I could put up. Then over here, it's mutter because it's ohel, but it's tosefes. After all, you're already adding to this roof, and here it's new. But it's not l'shem ohel. Remember, whatever's not l'shem ohel. If there's a guy without a pizza's is mother, or even with a pizza's is mother, if you don't want to use space on it. Big finish, the Memphis Yitzchak. Very, very clever. Again, it's, you and I would say, what do you mean? It's the shame. Oh, well, just try to protect yourself from the rain. Okay, that's the Memphis Yitzchak. Basically, you could defend the Shita. You could defend the Shita, but you have to work hard to defend the Shita. The Pashup shot is that, of course, it should be mutter.
Let's just take it a little further. How about a stroller umbrella? You ever see a stroller with an umbrella attached?
What if there's an umbrella on the stroller? Right? Would that be mutter? Or a garden umbrella? Anyone have an umbrella in the garden? No, that's an umbrella in the garden that you have to crank.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes in the middle of the table. Right? And tables with holes for the umbrellas in the gardens. So how about a garden umbrella? Now, there are different kinds of garden umbrellas. Let's say the garden umbrella is attached. It's attached to the ground, it's attached to the table. you know, the different Gardner roles work differently. It's not so clear. A lot of them are not attached.
Normally it's connected to the bomb with this really heavy piece and you screw it in and so it doesn't get blown away.
Right. It has this super duper heavy base.
But at the bottom and you screw it in and you like on the bottom.
Or it's attached to a table.
Yeah.
So what about these stroller umbrellas or garden umbrella? So interesting, the Shmir Shabbos Gochasa says, and Rav Riviat says, and
that's not a stroller.
No. It's an actual umbrella that's attached to the stroller.
I had one
when my kids were little. Okay. Garden umbrellas we all have, says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. They are all mutter on Shabbos, based on the Chazanish. Says the Chazanish, Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, says everything is mutter. So I'm reading you from Perek Chof Dal in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. Halacha. Halacha, 1 second, where is it? Yud Gimel. First he says, before we get to that, what's another case? How about an awning? A cranked out awning? You ever see those? No?
Yeah.
The stores used to have them when I was a kid. So is that the same as the Ramah in? That seems very much the same as the Ramah in Hosaka, this cranked out awning. And you could, you know, it's probably somewhat similar to the issue of the stroller hood, right? I would say the analysis is probably similar. Or a retractable awning also would seem to be somewhat similar. How about the use? It says the Shemesh Avos Kosa, sorry. The chain motel of talk shim shiga shimukuberis leglot yuladimi odion. If it was already attached to the stroller, you're allowed to open an umbrella that is attached to a stroller. And he just says, same the stroller bird. And then he says, that was a new gimmick. Then in Tesavos, after he says that. You shouldn't use an umbrella. Shimshiyat Nashitz Guabakarka Miba Odyom. How about a garden umbrella that's attached to the ground? Peset Omial Kalon Rava, etc. Or an awning. Mutalafotchan Ulakaplan, you can open and close them. Meaning if the garden umbrella is attached to something, you can open and close it. Basically, if you have here a garden. Or a stroller umbrella, says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa and the Chazan Ish and the Lama Tesva Lachos. And in the Orcha Shabbos, you know, the same cast of characters, right? His Lashon is a little, I guess he's a tiny bit more hesitant. It's always hard to tell what he means. You know, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa is one of the few modern day Svarim who just always tell you a psak. And I'm not ever afraid. The Rosh Shabbos is usually not afraid. But here he says, it's mutter to open the hood. And some people even say it's mutter to open the umbrella on the stroller. Okay, so there he, and he quotes the Shmir Shabbos Gochasa. He doesn't really get into it. So, you know, he definitely means that way. I don't think he discusses the garden umbrella, if I am not mistaken. I didn't find explicitly that he discusses the garden umbrella. Yeah? So here's the funny thing, which is most garden umbrellas that I'm familiar with, unlike regular umbrellas, are already open a tefach. Like, you usually people open a tefach. Just because they're so big. You have a garden umbrella?
Yeah, it's like it goes down. It's like onto like the flagpole. Right?
It goes down and it doesn't like cover like an area this wide.
Yeah, it does.
If the pole is that big, I guess, but it's not.
No,
it's not like someone
the pole. Yeah,
it's not this big around the pole.
It is. It is.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I mean, if you only have the ribbon much higher up, so like when you're like lower down, it's like.
I don't know. Maybe I never had a ribbon.
It's not probably.
The truth, I guess, it depends. It's
like with the ribbon on out.
Right, then you can tie it with the ribbon on out. They all say mutter, and what is their? Oh, I should have written the shaker. Okay. What is their Svara? Interesting, the Pisti Chuba quotes from the Bear Motion, who's Megal on the hood, but Makra on the stroke. Megal on the hood and Makra on the umbrella. And obviously the Orcha Shabbos is a little worried about this. And then quoting what he says, yes, in Hebrew, maybe it's possible. So the Pisti Chuba, the shame, the Bear Motion. Says the hood is mutter, but the stroller umbrella is asr. Why? Because the stroller umbrella, as we see, does not have, it's in one way a little more machmir than the stroller hood. And what would be more machmir? Maybe like the Bir Halacha quotes. I think this was, does he say who he quoted this from? It's a Prima Gadim. Yeah. Came inside the Gante, a Prima Gadim, a Shal Problems of Gadim Chess, right? The Prima Gadim says, yeah, Abada, I agree with Mr. Guru. And that basically, that when the Mugna Brahm would make on the Chalbe, even though it was for an Olam, so the umbrella should be butter, but the umbrella is worse. So hopefully you just unfold while the umbrella matched the business. So, therefore, why do they say it's mutter? They say it's mutter because, right? Also, same two reasons as above, but you could be a little more macro in a stroller umbrella and a garden umbrella because there's more building involved. You have to stretch it out taut and be methodic with sticks. So maybe what do they say? What they would say is that no, this is basically what the Prima Gadim says. They would say, Al Pi Prima Gadim. Yesh lehaf mir yoser. Ki ulai lo shaya heter one afilu lefi the Mishnah Brura. Ki sarek lechatsko. What's the lashon? Again, it's hard to tell the book show bars. Sharp lahamido lahadko the hook show bars. Sorry. Lehamido lahadko the foot show barzel. Right? Interesting. The Prima Gadim already had a Kutchel Barzel in its umbrella. When was the Prima Gadim written? Bible, when was the Prima Gadim written?
That's like sounding that good.
They didn't use Barzel in 1700s. Interesting. All right, doesn't matter.
1782.
Fascinating. If you look in the Prima Gadim, he says, you have to tie them, etc. You know, it's a lot of work. The Bir Halacha adds, or like stretch them out with a steel rod, because they didn't have steel rod umbrellas. All the umbrellas would be steel rods in the time of Shavuos, and so oh, they did, right? Only the 1850s started making them steel rods. Until then, they were a lot harder. Manage. So it's interesting, even though he had, the Mr. Brewer probably had an umbrella that was not so different than ours. He has similar, but the Prima Gadim score also applied. Not so posh, but you see how this one step more clever to the Prima Gadim score would apply. Even if all the head of Kisei Prasel applies to the Lashem Ohel, that might be if it's hooked, that's going to do enough. But if you're actually wrapping it up and stretching it out, that might be already doing something, and therefore the head would not apply. And therefore, the heter would not apply. And that's why they're a little more machmir in this case.
the prima got the Shmir Shabbos Mufassar quotes in the footnotes is interesting. This doesn't make him Machmir, but he quotes in the footnotes that Rosh Shlomo Zalman, this is in, it's all in Perek Chav Dalet, in footnote on Nun Zayin, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, you should be a little more machmir by a garden umbrella because it's mechover lekarka, and we're always more machmir and binyan by mechover lekarka. Eon, he's not sure,
and especially since it's sort of patched up. You know, it's not like it patched to another house or something. But
he wonders, but nonetheless, on top, he still says, I'm totally mutter to open a garden umbrella on Shabbos.
I would add, in most garden umbrellas I see, they're very, very large and very thick. And do you tie up the garden umbrella like a regular umbrella? Do you close it?
You do, but you do it higher up, and because it's so big, there's still like a lot.
Yeah, it seems like it's always open. Again, it's not all the ones we've seen. One is a different garden umbrella. But the garden umbrella is open the tap off and really shouldn't be much of a coolie off, but that's not an issue. Right, so it might be a good cover, and just make sure to leave your garden umbrella open the tap off. Like, don't tie it up well. Now again, fancy.
Right, so the not convenient is like in the winter when like people might never use it and like want to make sure it doesn't get blown down. Then they probably tie it up nice and tight. And it's probably not open.
I think a lot of people just come in their garage in the winter. No,
not that the attached ones aren't fast.
There is two questions. Is it all if it's always a tefach, then maybe it's an ol kavua. That's fine. Show me adding something.
Remember, you can add adding something onto your house is still considered like that's all right. Doesn't that right?
We had this discussion before.
Okay. In any case, this is all a big machlokas. Halach l'maisa. Halach l'maisa, what do we do about these things? It's a big machlokes. Ad hayom hazeh,
nira li mizbaiti. Again, here, ben kvilas quote under the Buddha. The simple shot is that the Rith could not have meant that anything that the tefach one is also don't write, so you put it up for a few hours. No, Buddha thinks he meant that. That's very racho, which doesn't sound that way. Plus, the shot is only a shot with your above. All these things you open for an hour or two and then you set. It's a big machlokes. They're only in society. You can rely on the mikvah on these things.
So Nirlan is like that we can rely on the mikvah in these things. And basically, what's the svara of the mikvah?
You know, anything that is not real in the building, and it's just an act of something that's meant to be open and closed all the time, is within the heter of the door, maybe within the heter of the pisei proskel also. And is not considered
both. We like use this for even the heavy duty ones, like that, like hotels or something else would have that would cover like a massive area, similar to I guess the awnings, meaning there once we're mounted something with a crank, that would basically mean all retractable things like this, right?
Yeah. I think so. You know, I don't know exactly what you have in mind. Now, again, there might be some things which are really super duper building, meaning there might be something they have in hotels that, you know, are like attached and like you take it out and then you need like three workmen to like work for half an hour to like attach it on every side and everything. And then that's already worse than these things. But if it's just you crank it open and shut, then we'd be making them. Again, we're making these things assuming it starts with our ride. Is all assuming it's Arai. If you're opening it for a week, then I would not be made. Well, there's other things you open for an ad for a few hours for a day, then we can be made. If you're really doing a kahuna and it's a chash with the raisa because you leave it up for a week, then I'd be machmir.
Same for retractable roofs.
Yeah. This is all, you know, I think we're relying on the kilim, assuming, and maybe the kilim start with assuming,
and the all the cases in the post-get are where it's only being done, you know, for a few hours or for a day.
And what about leaving your umbrella open?
Okay, good. The end, thanks for reminding us about that. I meant to talk about this. The end, and then we're going to deal with another question. What if we leave your umbrella open from before chops?
then can you use it on Shabbos? You're not creating anything. You're just picking it up. Right? So what if you're not creating anything? You're just picking it up. It's already made. Is that okay? So the Nodu Yehuda is a little misogynistic about that. In the end, he says that he has a clear reason to answer it, which is accepted. Nowadays, all these same sperm that I read to you before, I'm not going to read you all the lines again. They also, even if it's already open, like the example says, so the Nodu Yehuda says he has one and a half reasons. The reason he thinks Pashat Asar is Marasayim. He says, it's not normal to leave your umbrella open. Clearly, anyone who sees someone with an umbrella assumes they just open. Right? And this is probably stronger than having Marasayim stand in the shots. You know, tell him, oh, someone might weirdly think that a guy walking with an umbrella took the umbrella out of his closet and opened it up when he exited his front door. No, that's a weird thing to think. It's a weird thing to think otherwise, right? 99.99% of the time, anyone who walks with an umbrella opened it as he left his house.
We find it with the kid, though.
What?
Yeah, but that's fine for me, Gilead, who already mocked from our sign on something else that are due for
virus. It's also, it's a good question. It could also be just because, like, you know, it's impossible to have like half people umbrellas, half people without umbrellas. Like, it would be a very fun bit. I don't know. Lemaisa, he's Machmir. You're right. It makes sense for him. But Lemaisa, we accept that nonetheless. And then he says, he's Masopa. He says, Yesh Lado. And he says, Marasayim, he thinks for sure is also. And then he says, he's not sure. He says, maybe consider making an Ohel when you pick the umbrella up. The umbrella's on the floor. You pick it up. Maybe that's making an Ohel. Right? Because even though it's already open, but it's not a roof over anything. And when you pick it up, you make it a roof over your head. And then he's not sure whether that would be considered an Ohel or not. That's what he says. Alpi din, yesh lodom, babi shamar zayin, it's aser. Right? He's a little misupa whether taking something is a fascinating question. We don't do it to the bar sign. We accept that part of the Nodu Yehuda, even though I didn't question. I think part of the answer is because the reason we accept the Nodu Yehuda is just because it's a very strong minhag, and a very strong minhag is not to use an umbrella, not to start saying it depends what trick you use.
Sure, I'm thinking like an Utsmaker that didn't just.
It's already open.
Yeah, he thinks it's Mehaker that didn't.
Read it.
Well, first, we would like this. We should also have to Pute Milan made a last of Jaimbo Yerushman. Ubeemes, who is the governor of the Nasa Medina, the Lomin Sadapoma, even the Nasa, even the.
No, but did he say even if it's already open?
He says it doesn't even carry around. I mean, he says before that, he said it's also open. So, he said, is that all Usher Lanosa Rosha Pilipa Patsir? Is that all of Gamma Manasa Lahel, Lahagin Al Rosha? The culture in the Pusher, the Sakura, the issue is that he didn't.
Ah, okay. That does sound like Pulsing to open it, but obviously he's asking me even if you don't open it. This is a little reminiscent of a suffix that the Pir Halacha brought down in the first Pir Halacha and said, hey, he says, you can certainly take one, if you're not putting things together, you're just taking a bed that's standing up and putting it down or something like that, that's for sure motor. But I am prima godman should be stopping the cave on my leg because I'm going soft. Now, what does this also apply? Let's say you have a cleat that's not 40 soft, right? You have a cardboard box. You want to put that cargo box on top of something to give it shade or protect it from the rain in the street. That's Pashat Motor, right? And you've done something, it's only 40 sub. So, for example, wanting a cardboard box or a pot, you know, and I've put it on top of something to protect it, that would be Pashat Motor. Because I'm not doing anything. I'm just taking something and turning it upside down. The premium is only something is what if it was 40 sub and it's Halos Ohel, right? What about a real Ohel? What would this be relevant to? During this happens sometimes in Corona that people would have these little ohels that they for davening, and what if the wind blew it down? Could you just pick it up again, right? All you're doing is picking it up. You're not doing anything, right? But we're going to the sofa. That's true of a kli. What about an ohel, like a 40 saw barrel, or And I think you could have that. Let's say you have some big playhouse. I don't know how this really comes up. These kids have this big playhouse, and it just gets knocked over, so you can't go into it. You stand it back up. Or in these Corona, one of these tents folds, can you just pick it back up? Or if you have a, you know, 40 saw, you have a lot of food outside that you want to protect from the sun or the rain. So you take this giant 40 saw plea and put it on top of them. Is that mutter, if it's more than a plea, if it's mamish opinion? So you can talk about it. Prima Gadim is mistopic if it's mutter. Because maybe it says, shame, oh, hell, it's summer today. Okay, and then the Prima Gadim, the Mishnah says that this depends on something we didn't discuss. That Tostos is shot in the Gemara Daf Kofa because it's often mutter, maybe Rashi's also, he sort of leans for saying it's mutter. It's Australian. You go to the summary, but really, if it's Tostos, it would be Pashm mutter. But I think this is similar to the umbrella issue. You already have a fully formed ohel. You just have to turn it upside down so that it'll protect. Right? Is that mutter or is that usher? You know, can I carry the umbrella? Can I stand up? Not chas v'shalom, like take a frame and put fabric on it. That's obviously built in the usher. One piece just fell down and just hang it up again. Right? Can I do that? And can I take an umbrella that's already open and just hold it over my head? Or the Prima Gadim, can I take something that's a chalos ohel and use it to protect things on the street on Shabbos? Meaning, is just turning something upside down, could that be a lach of being an ohel, or is that doing nothing? It's even less than unfolding, right? Says in this word, less than unfolding, not doing anything. Or no, maybe if it's a real ohel, that is considered doing something. So he says the Prima Gadim is a little masochic about that. Maybe it's considered a real building, and sort of leans towards being makel, especially since he thinks you can unfold the chuppah, even though it's a real tent. So, or if you can unfold it and start to stand it up. That the chazan ish says to over pasha, anytime you just turn something upside down or stand it up, pasha, that's mutter. Again, it doesn't mean he thinks you go around with umbrella on shots. He already said if something is worse than cold shots, and those are, you know, destroying, you know, destroying our traditions. But Lemaisa.
That's even about what he said.
What?
As it says, even if it's bigger.
I don't remember the exact lashon, but I'm fairly certain that he does. I have to remember where it was. Someplace in the days. And yeah. I don't know if I can find it right now. But Lemaisa, I'm fairly certain that's exactly what he said. Lemaisa, not so clear. The Nodi Yehuda himself is Mesopek. The Bir Halacha, again, these cases are somewhat similar, but even though I guess one's hoping the colleague brings us up the Prima Gadim and leans towards Kula.
Where's the concept?
But the Bir Halacha, first one in Hay. The Chazan Ish is Pashut Mutter Guf Echad Jemhaku Mitzal Tzad Lomesi Klal Kebinyan, says the Chazan Ish. He says Pashut, just standing something up, is not even Mechsi Kebinyan, is not Binyan like is not binyan like at all. Lemaisa, this is still a little controversial in Rabbi Riviat, who's very much a Chazan Ishnik about this. He says someplace here. Rabbi Riviat is machmir on this. He says, if you have like a large toy house, you should not like set it up someplace because that is making an ohel, even though you're just like putting it someplace. So he is, he's not worried about this. And about this based on the Prima Gadim. You know, he doesn't say exactly if that's the same as the umbrella or not. Anyway, Lemaisa, there's a big discussion in the days of Corona. If you pick up one of those tents, can you pick up one of those tents? Is that considered doing anything? Is it not considered doing anything to just stand something upright or hold the umbrella upright?
During the time of Corona, you know, there were Mako when you were really stuck to rely on the sort of the Chazon Ish, that just moving something and picking it up is not any type of bonus. Sorry, I can't seem to find. I know I printed out that page, but I'm having trouble finding where I put it, because I have too many pages. So I only read the quote of it. What? And, you know, it seems to be a sort of kolshkin heter from the chuppah. You can unfold the chuppah, you can just stand something up. So if I unfold the chuppah, not doing anything, and the Mishnah Berurah says that even if it's for old hell, then Kol Shekain, just standing something up, right?
Standing something up by
I am saying even having the things more covered, like the Yehuda Svara for Kofa Sukkah. Could be, you know, the things in Corona, some of them had machitzas, some of them didn't have machitzas. Anyway, Lamaisa, certainly if it's very awry, again, Medina, you would think the umbrella should be mutter in the state of the Yehuda. You think the Mishnah Berurah at least should say Pashat, that it's mutter. But if you're, yeah, you're not making something, you're just like standing up. He quotes here, and the Orchid Shabbos also said a collapsible toy tent that folds, open and close, that you can't. Okay, that's much more like an umbrella. You're making a new thing that's not even attached to anything else by unfolding. That he's more machmir about. Okay, but the mitzvah, these things, if it's really gone awry, then if you're stuck, we can be mako, even though it's not attached to anything else, and you don't have the heter of the ramah because of sukkah, but still, if you're just standing it up, it seems to be less doing something than unfolding something, unfolding with papa, which the Shabur says, okay, even the shame will help. Okay, Arya does have a good point. Maybe it's more chomer if it has walls. And that's why the Shabur gave some credence to the suffering the prima donna here. So maybe it could be more chomer. And therefore, you know, if you're really stuck though, you can even call.
It's even a matter of not being mutsu.
An umbrella would be most sensitive to a strong midair. I think we're ready to move on.
You wouldn't be able to use it because, like walking. Somebody would use it for sword fighting.
Umbrella as a walking stick.
You'd like to use it, no? Every wrestler.
I guess that would be. Look, if it was an umbrella that you use as a walking stick because you're a weirdo, then that would be inclusive of the hatter. Even if not, it'd be more a hatter sort of mumbo, right? Sword fighting as well. In general, I don't think we should encourage sword fighting amongst our kids. Getting your children with umbrellas, okay. It's be very old school. It's good. I like old school. Hitting your children is not what it once was. Not sure if that's good or bad for the world, but it's not what it once was. You know what the problem is? If you grow up Hasidish, that's fine. You know, the problem is that, you know, if you grow up in the, you know, if you live in the modern world, even if you think getting your kids is good, like it says in Mishle, you know, if you live in a world where no one else is their kids, then I think you have to really think twice and should have shoes before you make a decision about this. Okay, let's get back to Hilchos Shabbos. Let's go back to the shops. You know, the very clever quote says that the Shabbat says during the 3 weeks you shouldn't hit the Talmidim to make them learn. goes with the setup. So whatever the book says, but how are they going to learn? It says, no, that's the point of the 3 weeks, is that during the 3 weeks, you can't get the tongue even, so you have to figure out how to inspire them to learn with love without hitting. And then it should last the whole year.
Okay, very good. Let's get back to Schopenhauer. Let's move on to some other things. Yud base is this very, very strange Gemara. How do I know it's a very strange Gemara? Because no one even can agree. Shonen can't even agree. Forget about the Svara. They can't even agree what it is. They can't even agree what the word means. So, you know, no, we're on Yud base. When we go to Yud base, we haven't skipped Yud Gemara. We're going forwards. We'll come back to that. Good points. That's what you meant. So I'm going to save tests for before you get them at some point. Anyway, so it's a very difficult Gemara to figure out, exactly what it means. The Gemara says good. There's something called a good, which is, first to replace the earlier, it says that it us from Rabbanan, but then it gets into the details and says, this good, you can, two people can hang it, but one person can't. As opposed to a tila, which we discussed a lot already, they come back to, which even 10 people can't. Okay, so what is this good, which, depending how many people, depends how many people do it. What is a good? So Rashi says that a good is a, I don't know what the word for it is, in English, some sort of, drink pouch.
Wow.
Like what? It's like a leather pouch you keep wine in. I'm sure there's a word for it in the old days. And when you camped, you would, in order to reserve it, you couldn't put it in the fridge. You would somehow stretch it out so that the air would circulate and keep it cool. Okay, this again, I'm gonna have to take his word for it.
Wine.
At what?
Wine.
A wineskin, of course, wineskin. So the wineskin, which you had to stretch out very tight in order to keep cool. And what's it between two people and one person? So Rashi says, well, stretching it, you would like hook it on and stretching it very, tight is doma to making an ohel. When you stretch it very tight, it's doma to an ohel. What did it say here?
Multiple people.
What?
Where does the Gemara mention multiple people?
Give me a second. Good the kisna. Good with kisna is that it has like sort of like straps or something to hook it up with. Mutal and tons of the Shabbos. Amarad lo shan lo b'shnei ne adam lo ba'adam echad aser. Kovlam chesam beis. Sorry,
I think it's also Pirvan.
Kovlam chesam beis. All these things are kovlam chesam beis. Only two people. Well, one is aser, and then they continue. But a kila, even with 10 people, is aser. To the actors will mint of a port for sure that stretch out a little. They're talking about 2 hours. So that's where Rashi gets the idea of all about stretching. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, if you stretch it from one side to the other very hard, that's light building. Because when you make a tent, you have to stretch the fabric. So this is a big finish of Rashi, meaning you would think this is mutter. You're not doing a shim ohel. No one wants to sit underneath in shade, right? And there's no walls underneath. So it should be pashut mutter, based on everything you said earlier about the bed and the sarim and et cetera. But, says Rashi, all those things you weren't stretching very tight. When you stretch something very tight, then it's more dome at a derech ohel. The stretching very tight is like a mamish action of building pets. And therefore, it's aser. And what does Rashi say? When you have two people, you don't stretch it so tight. Well, mentally, shopper, one person does. Okay, we don't have a necessarily feel like this. As a matter of fact, maybe we would have thought the opposite even. When you're trying to somehow hook it up,
two people can hook it up without stretching it very tight, and one person has to stretch it very tight. Okay, let's just take his word for it because we don't have a question with CS here. And that's the issue. The issue is stretching it tight. And then he says, but when it comes to a kila, then and even Rashi says that I got this Masorah from my Rebbeim. I'm not sure exactly how it works. But in any case, and I guess a kila will always get stretched tight. Something that stretching tight makes it worse. Yeah, but even that was only us from Sinai's from loss. I mean, Harashi would have passed him in this, so Yesh La'ayin. But somehow it's only because of stretching, right? So if you don't stretch it tight. Okay, that's Rashi, that the difference is stretching this wineskin or not stretching the wineskin. And he quotes Rini Ruchim, who follows him. That's all Rashi. But that's all Rashi. And Rabbeinu Yonah, he also, they quote here also Rabbeinu Yonah, the Beis Yosef brings down whole bunch of Pirushim. Okay, Rabbi Yerucham just continues that Dera. Rabbi Yonah, I don't know if he says exactly. What he thinks it is. Rabbi Yonah appears for Adam Echad Habik Sesa Oel Fisha, etc., etc. Okay. He doesn't say exactly what it is, but the Rambam says it doesn't mean a wineskin, it means a paroches. It means a paroches. And what's the difference between one or two people in making a paroches? Because the, now it's a little funny because the vilo is much, obviously the paroches was different from the vilo, right? It seems to be that even though the Rambam doesn't say it like straight out, that the parochas like folded over on top. Like a vilum was one piece of cloth, parochas was a whole cloth. And what's the problem? The problem is when you're hanging it up, you might make a gag tefach while you're hanging it up. And while you're trying to hang it up properly, you might make a gag tefach, right? This bichus kuse, or whatever the word exactly was. What was there? Good. Kiss not, right? While you're hooking it up, you might make a gag tefach, and says the Rambam, that depends. That one person, he has to like hook it here and hold it there, and it's very awkward, so he might make a gag tefach. Two people can just hang it up very nicely, and they won't make a gag tefach. They'll just hang it up like they want to make a normal baruchas. The Ravid has a third pshat, and the Ravid says that it had these folds, and two people could hook it up properly without fixing the actual fabric. But one person was very hard, and you would have to like fix, fold it one place, unfold it the other place. These were like serious creases, and that was considered like malacha, like fixing it. He would have to like adjust the fabric itself in order to hook it up. And therefore, he's fixing the parochas, and he needs fixing the parochas. So we have all different. Rosh says you're stretching out a lot is like stretching the wineskin, which one person does, is more like an ohel. Rambam says because one person will make a gag when really it's only supposed to be a hanging thing. And the Ravid says one person will actually fix the fabric itself to get it to fit, while two people can get it to fit without fixing the fabric. And Rabbeinu Yonah says that, no, one person has to tie it little by little by little, which is similar to how you build things. Two people just like hook it on right away, and then it's not dome and drabanan to building things. Right? Two people, they can just like hook it up in 1 second and it doesn't look like building. One person has to like tie it here, tie it there, tie it there, and it is dome and drabanan to the way you build things. Okay, so we have many pshatim because no one is sure exactly what pshat is. The four pshatim so far. That's what the Beis Yosef brings down, at least. What is the Mechaber Paskin? He Paskins like who? Like which Risha? Like the Rambam. Hanotet Parochas. First of all, it's a Parochas, not a wineskin. Because you'll see, but certainly Zarchlo Yasa Ohel B'Shar Shanotiyah. Be careful not to build an Ohel in the middle of doing it, right? Like as you're trying to hook up this side, before you hook up that side, you should make an Ohel, make a roof meanwhile.
Lefika, I think Baruchim's Gedola, therefore, if it's very big, if it's a small one, then hold the Seder. He's assuming the Marlin is the big one. Tolano Sashnaim of Alechadasar. If it's a small one, then it's always okay. Just be careful. If it's a big one, it's impossible for one guy to be careful, and you need two guys. The Imhaisa Kila Shish Lagag, if it was a Kila with a Gag, in Motno Savafilosar, even 10 people can stretch it out, even in a way where they're trying not to make the Gag. Let's say it's a Kila that has a Gag Pepak built in, and they are just trying to like spread it out like on the floor and on the wall, so it won't make the Gag. Nonetheless, it's also she extras will take my mammy, I'll earth the or Lorai, even though they're trying to just put it like without making an OL at wall, just like put it on a bed and on the floor for some reason, and they just want to stretch it out like a drop cloth. Nonetheless, since they're going to end up stretching in a way that makes an OHEL and lifts it up, it is usher. Basically, for the round, it's all about accidentally making an OHEL of a Gag Tefach while you're trying to build, put something that's not an OHEL.
What?
Why are we concerned about making an OHEL with tequila?
I was envisioning like trying to put it on the floor and they're like, oh, okay, what else will happen?
Yeah.
Why is that an OHEL?
It's sheltering the space underneath. You're saying his intention is not to shelter the space underneath. Maybe she mutter like Amita, is what you are suggesting. Yeah, the truth is that this Rambam is a big finish. Meaning, what's a big finish? First of all, why is Dorshin having you accidentally make an ohel? And even if you do accidentally make an ohel, you know, is an ohel a ride that you don't even intend really an ohel? If you're not intending to shelter the space underneath, this is all big chidushim of the Rambam. What would the Rambam say? Why is this any different than a mita? Well, maybe this has walls and the mita doesn't. What do we say about something with walls? We said something with walls, if you don't intend to use the space underneath, it's still mutter. But if it has four walls, then the taz was machmer. Not everyone agreed. Shmurim Eker didn't agree. So why would this be usser? It's really it is very difficult. One second. It is why don't we say, since you don't want to make a shelter over the space underneath, therefore it's not considered an ohel, just like the bed and etc. So either say like the taz that there's four walls, it's always osir, or say that maybe that heter was all for things that are not usually used to build tents, right? But materials that are usually used to build tents maybe are still osir. Midrabanan, I think that's what the Rambam would have to say. Lamaisa, it's an interesting question. We'll have to figure out whether we really pass like this Rambam or not. Okay, but that's the big chumrah of the Rambam and the Mechaber pass like the Rambam. Interestingly, the Ktsos HaShulchan, there's a footnote in the Shmir Shabbos Kodasa, Perek Chapas, Chapdalit, we're all in Perek Chapdalit. Let me read you from footnote, Chaf Aleph. He says, look at the Tilo the David. Look at the Ksosa Shulchan. He told the Ksosa Shulchan. You know the Ksosa Shulchan. I hope everyone's taking off the shelf at least once this year. It's in the Hilchos Shabbos section. It is the famous Rav Chaim Noe, who's famous for arguing in Chazon Ish and defending the traditional measurement of the Shiur and the Torah. So he was a Chabad posik. I mean, he was a Chabad who was a big. He often works off Shulchan Aruch Rav. who was a big Bosic and Eric Stroll, two generations ago. And his most famous book, what's it called? Shirei Mikvah, where he takes on the Chazon Ish and defends the tradition of Masorah. His also most famous book is Tosa Shokan on Hilchot Shabbos. And so in the Shmir Shabbos Gochos here in footnote Kapal, he quotes Tosa Shokan saying, you know what we can prove from this Se'ef? We can prove from this Se'ef that you're not allowed to even make an ohel by four guys holding up an talis in their hands. Because over here, the Rambam is considered maybe accidentally you might pick something up with your hands and make an ohel out of it. So for sure, it's also to purposely make an ohel for talisim in your hands. So how come he said we all do it on Simchas Torah? So what is the answer? That's only for kavod, and that's not l'shem kotel. But if it's because you're at the kotel and it's raining or sunny or something, then it would be usher. That's the psak of the Tzos HaShulchan. He points out here though that the tequila, the David, and the Chazon Ish said it's absolutely mutter to make an ohel by holding a talis in your hands. So why isn't it usher? Either an umbrella is also a mutter. No, an umbrella is different. So an umbrella, it's a real structure which you're holding in your hand. But it would be a structure either way. You're just holding it up. The talis is nothing you let go. If you let go of an umbrella, it's still a gesunta structure, just not in the right place, right? But a talis is nothing if you let go. It is no umbrella. It's not an umbrella at all, except for your hands. So the Tila of Dov and the Chazon Ish say mutter, and the Tzos HaShulchan says us. The Tzitz Eliezer, here we're talking about, right? Not a handheld ohel like an umbrella. That might be more common because it's a real structure. But what about a handheld talis, l'shem ohel, right? So the Tzos HaShulchan says Osir and says the first step in Shulchan Aruch. Jintas Mosif Yud Beis. Koshkin, that's my act. That's because you might hear your return doing it, but the Chazon Ish and the Tehillah and the David, same mutter. So the Tzitz Eliezer says, what about this second Shulchan Aruch? He possibly like that. He was asked to talk about the Kotel. You know, what if it's raining at the Kotel, so four guys hold a talis so that they can throw won't get wet? Nowadays, that's not the Shaila anymore, because there are a bucket who will come as soon as it. There's a cloud that looks like it has a probably not breathing. They will confiscate all the Sifri Torah at the hotel, and if you don't like it, well. But in the old days, things were more chill at the hotel, and if you have the Sifri Torah, then you're just sober. It's poor guy to pull the towel sober. So it says, somebody says, oh, for a portion that's mutter, like the Chazon Ish, the Tzitzel and David. And the Tzitzel Eliezer. Where can you find the Tzitz Eliezer? Again, it should all be in this footnote, footnote 21. Does he quote the Tzitz Eliezer? That's what he says. He says, what's an afkamina? That everyone who gives mutter for a chasen Torah. An afkamina is when it's raining, put over the Torah. According to the Tzos HaShulchan, it's asur. According to Tilo Dov and the Chazon Ish, it's mutter. I don't know why he doesn't quote the Tzitz Eliezer here. Weird. All right, the Tzitz Eliezer is, I wrote it down though, Chelek Tzayin Simen Ches, said Mutter. What about this Sib? So he says, first of all, this Rami is a strange Shita. There's so many other Perushim here. Maybe the Perush like Rav Yona, maybe it's like Rashi, maybe it's like, maybe it's like the Ravid. It's like the right, there's no problem here. What do you mean? That's because you might like fix the fabric here. You'd love to fix the palace. If it's like Ravinio, there's no problem here. That's because you tie it little by little with the way it builders. You're not tying it. Like Ross, there's no problem. That's to stretch it really tight. Here, when you hold this palace, you don't stretch it. So it's no problem. So this is the first one, maybe the Rambam's wrong. Okay, that's Taina, but it's a limited Taina because. Shulchan Aruch says also the Pimigadim says the Rambam's only machmir here because it was walls and a roof, but the palace is only a roof. So therefore, it's more. It's more kal. So the Primigadim in the Eishel Avraham Yod Tes takes this as a double pashut. He says, it's only if there's a shame mechitza. If there's no shame mechitza, it's no halal. So, and he says, number three, he says, it seems they might have been talking about attaching it to something here, right? Bekisna, it's like on something. Maybe it's on some sort of pole or attached to a stand or a wall or something. Maybe that's only because it's attached to something. Then while you're attaching to something, while it's on something, you know, you're holding it up in a funny way, you're letting it sit in a funny way. But if it's just held in your hands, that's not an ohel. And he says, this is maybe a pole. You'll put it on a pole and maybe you'll make it, you know, a roof and walls by, you know, while you're doing it. And that is sort of an accent that in the was happening by not paying attention to what you're doing and just forgetting to be very much. Now that you'll do the happening, you'll do it without thinking, oh, I'm supposed to be careful with the chalice. That's not called Doshim's time. That's called Shogate. That's called, you know, lapse of judgment. So says the says Eliezer, he says, first of all, maybe the Rambam's wrong, even though the Machaber passed like it. Second of all, maybe the Rambam's only not wrong, there's a wall and the talus on the roof. And third of all, he says, maybe the Rambam was not purely held in your hands. He meant if it's like on the wall or on a pole or on a roof. But if it's just in your hand, he never meant to be makor, it was all a misunderstanding. Lamaisa, you put all those together, and says so Eliezer says we can for sure remake it. Keep in mind, you know, it's only shy of an oil of pride. I don't know if you'll hold this talus in your hands. Certainly not long enough to do well. You know, it's much, if anyone's ever tried to hold up a talus and, you know, one of the four corners of the hand, you know, it's very hard to hold it for many, many days. So, therefore, Lamaisa, we can remake it. Lamaisa, we can remake it. Again, even though we're not running around this, that's different. It's a structure which you are holding upright. The talus is nothing as soon as you let go. So the mics, I think we can be mako, even though that's not what you would think for reading this. Okay, one left. Yeah. The Kohanim will put the talus over themselves by here.
I mean,
in the Israeli. Right? What about the fact that you put the talus over your kids, so in Birkas Kohanim, et cetera? So why is that? Okay, so first of all, I'm not sure why you do that. Is that a shame odel? You know, it's an interesting question. It's clear about sheltering your thing, right?
No, you can't look at it on his hand.
That's not sheltering. That's just to block you from watching, right? So, of course, that would be mother even for him, so sashola. Because that's not the shame. Oh, well, it's only to keep your kids from looking at the Kohanim. Okay. Even though there are, there are another 1.5 reasons why it's much of a look at the Kohanim anyway. Number one, because the Kohanim put the palace over their heads, so you can't see the Kohanim anyway. And number two, because even if you would be looking at the Kohanim, everyone thinks that you'll go blind. My kids were like first grade, their favorite joke in the whole world. When they got older, their favorite joke in the whole world became, how do you know a Metzora doesn't bring any oil with his carbon? It says, V'log Echad Shem. The log of one. Okay, that's not a joke for the masses. Log is log. It's a logarithmic joke. When they were in first grade, their favorite joke was, you know, if you look at the Kohanim during Duchening, you go blind in one eye. If you look again, you go blind in the other eye. What happens if you look a third time? That got it. We'll explain it to the rest of us. Anyway, but that's not true. You should know that, first of all, don't say you go blind in one eye.
says you are 60 with your eyesight, which is still healthy. Yeah, but that's only in the base of Mikdash.
When they didn't have the tassels.
That's only in the base of Mikdash if they don't have the tassels over their hands, because the Shekhinah is on their hands.
In the Gevulin, it's the only reason you can't look at the Kohanim is to not distract them so they won't lose their place. Which means that, A, it's not such a big issue to look at the Kohanim anyway, even though it's an issue of one, they should distract them and lose their place. And B, it's mutter if they're covered.
But nonetheless, we like to have the excitement of,
not really true halacha. Is it necessary to tell little kids?
It's okay. The kids still feel, everything is more fun if you're in danger of losing a limb, right? So it's okay for the kids to have fun during their discipline, and you don't have to tell them until they get older.
It's clearly the older likes doing it to you, but you don't like going to the tops. I tell them it's not necessary?
We can do therapy later.
But
in any case, but putting the kippah over my kids would look ora mutter even on the shulchan. So I'm not doing it. Actually, not so pasha because it also makes walls, and I'm using the space underneath. Not so pasha. Okay, lemaisa we're makel because at the very least it's Eliezer, etc. So don't worry. You can keep putting the kippah over your kids or going to your father's house or wherever you are in life for squatting. Let's go on to Zaki Barachem. He doesn't let us get away with anything. He points out we skipped Siftes. Okay, Siftes and Yud Gimel are somewhat similar. They're both talking about covering a kli. Siftes, but they come from different sugyas, right? Siftes, if you look in Baragola, says Daf Kof Lamed Zayin. Sif Yud Gimel says Daf Kof Lamed Tes. Okay. Not that far apart, but different sugyas. Till now, everything's been all stuff. Yes, the Kabbalah of Zion is the very beginning of Perek Tolin, right? Perek Tolin is about, what did it say? The other says Tolin, which is a Mashamarik, the Yonta, the Nosa, was Tulu Yashat, Homerum, Aim Tolin, so Mashar, the Yonta, being Nosin. That's the, remember when you had your wine, like the bottom of the barrel was like sediment? So, what would you do with that sediment? You would put it on a cheesecloth on a barrel and let it sit there. And slowly, slowly, the wine would seep through the cheesecloth and it would strain the wine out of the sediment. Right, we discussed that. So clearly, you're not allowed to put it there on Shabbos. That's Borer. And you're even on Yom, where you're allowed to do the Borer, you're still being in a Shabbos. You're not allowed to put the Shamaris there. Why can't you put the Shamaris there? So that's interesting. Machlokas, Mishamera, Shetolon, also losses by Shmarim, back to the Shulchan Aruch Tes, Lesanon, Umotan, Pilukal Shad, you stretch it out all over the top of this plea and you use it for straining. Choshmasis, Oel, Vaoser, Lin, Tosa, says the Mechaber, the reason for the Isser of putting the Mishamera on the barrel on Shabbos is because of Ohel. The answer is because of Ohel. And that's what Rashi says there, that Nasek Ohel and Vid Ohel. Okay, that you're making an Ohel. However, the Magen Avraham quotes the Rambam, who views it very differently. The Makaber calls Rashi, says, oh hell, but if you look in the Magen Avraham, in Yud Aleph, he says, Shelo yaseh kedek shel osa b'chol, shelo yovo l'shamer. Not to do it like you do it on kol, because you might come to strain. It's also a strain on Shabbos. Okay. The last part, Shu Torah Mugeris, but this, the main part of this, is the Rambam and Mishnah Torah, right there. Look in the English button, you'll find this. Even though normally you're allowed to make an ohel arai, right, without mechitzos, the mechitzos are already there. You're just making the roof ohel arai. It's not for shelter. Should be fine. But it's still usher because shel yovel l'shamer. So that's my focus, is the isser. Excuse me, upset test of the first mission, per tolin, because of ohel or because of you might come to strain sediment. You could find it after me in the Mishnah Berurah, says the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkatan. Tess, first of all, he agrees with the Mechaber. Also, Ohel v'Asra Midrabanan. It's Midrabanan like an Ohel. And he says, but if you just like hang it up on a hook someplace, that's okay. That's not like an Ohel. Yeah. Like if you okay, so he passed like the Mechaber against the Rambam. Interestingly, the Pimagadim says, but why should this be usher? How about our normal rules? This should be like, why don't we just say, if the walls are already there, then you're allowed to put something on top of them if it's not a shame Ohel. You're only not allowed to bring the walls. So says the Pimagadim here. Mishpitzos Zahav Tess, he says, Ayn Lavosh Avagav Kosh in Macham Lohel Shari Blossis Machitzos, which was the time of the Magnabra, Kanch Noto Klebinos Chartolea, Hava Sias Ol Machitzos Be Yachad, says, you're bringing the barrel. You're like picking the barrel up, putting it down here, and then putting the Shares on top. That's called making Machitzos and then making a God. And even if it's not shape Ohel, as long as you're leaving the space underneath, you make Machitzos and then a God, that's usher, just like making a bed would be usher in such circumstances. So it seems to me, so the machlokas here is, what if you just move a barrel? Is that just making the walls or not? So the Pimagadim says, the Taz, who agrees with the Machaber and the Machaber, that it is. Well, the Magen Avraham would say it isn't. And then the Pimagadim says, a different shot. Of the Rambam, the Prima Gadda points out in Afnina that the here we have Sifkes, Machaber, based on Rashi, and the Tav, and the Mishnah Brura say Ohel. The Rambam and the Magen Avraham say Shema Yavo Lishamer. You might strain. And what's the svara? That it's not Ohel because you didn't make Mechitzos. Well, the Prima Gadim explains that putting a barrel or whatever, putting the barrel in place is Asiyas Mechitzos. What would be an Achmina? The Prima Gadim says an Achmina would be, what if you would put this just on a hook, but spread out without any barrel underneath? Would it still be usher? So he thinks that the Rambam says the same Prima Gadim, MK Nafilo bit Sichsa usher. He thinks that for the Rambam, it should be usher even if there are no. Because still, you're spreading it out in a way like you might thong, that, you know, put a bowl underneath and strain. While for the Mishnah Brura, for the Machaber, it would certainly not be usher. As a matter of fact, if you spread it out just on a peg, then you could put a barrel. So that would be one order to place a budget. So the Prima Gadim says, not me, I'm not saying it's mocher, but good enough for the Prima Gadim is good enough for us, says the Prima Gadim. He says a nafkamina is without a kli tachtov. For the Rambam, the Rambam would still be usher, while for the Mishnah Berurah would be mutter, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah says mutter. Here you're clearly using, it's not the shame, oh well, you're using space underneath that for the one times when you firm shot.
you're not going to Shabbos to Shabbos. So I assume that you probably have some use for the space underneath. I mean, why are you putting this in Almeris? Because before you're planning to either strain after Shabbos to the community space underneath, or maybe there's something inside there that you want that you know you just want to cover or something.
Anytime there's anything under, egg shoes under the bed, basically.
Yeah, not the shame. Oh, but you can say so. Remember?
Any use at all. Okay. Interestingly, sitting at a table when your knees go under the table is not going to be space. Right? So there's why? Because you're not putting your knees under the table. That's just where they go when you sit. That's putting the shoes under the bed. Okay. Let's go to your gimel then. Your gimel is somewhat parallel, although Rambam's not going to have the same shita. Beget sheshotah, this is from later on the Kofa Mates. Beget sheshotah, bichav, skip to your gimel. A cloth you spread over a barrel, lechasos, to cover the barrel. You cover the barrel with a cloth. Lo yishtechen al pnei kulo, you can't spread it on the whole barrel. Mishum obel, because that's like an obel. You should only spread it on part of the barrel, part of the barrel uncovered, and then it's not like an OL. Okay, obviously a real OL, you can't cover your whole backyard or even part of your backyard. But that's not a real, this is the only domal OL. They only said if you spread out over the whole barrel, that's more domal OL. If not, it's not so domal OL. Now, to say all this in the Gemara, does it say all this in the book? I'm going to say the Gemara. Rav Hai Parbanka Apalge Dikuba Sharia Kula Dikuba Asr. And half the barrel is mutter, the whole barrel is offer. It doesn't say why. One theory why is because it's Domela Ohel. And therefore, he continues, it's also not in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say any details. Behind the Miluk Sheku Belchasir Tepak. This is the only truth, is Tepak space in the barrel. What if the barrel's full? It's full up to the top, and then you stretch out a cloth on it. Then you're not making an ohel. There's no tepak empty space. It's only an ohel, the tepak empty space, not the full barrel. So then it is mutter, but this is all based on the assumption that it's an isser of ohel. This is Rashi and the Rambam. Even though by the Mishameres, the Rambam didn't say it was ohel. Here the Rambam did say it was ohel. I'll figure out why. However, the Beis Yosef points out, everyone agrees. The Ravid and the Rashba say that it's not us Musham Ohel. It's only Usr because, here, it's like the Rambam over there, because it looks like it looks like a strainer. And therefore, it's like straining on Shabbos. So here we have the same Machlokas. The Rambam's on a different side of the Machlokas, though. Is it because of the Isser of straining, or is it because of the Isser of? Or is it because of the Isser of Ohel? So the Rambam. But right here it says, or right here, Shomishamberis Naguba. To the Messikim Shamberis, because it seems like Mishamberis. So here, if I said your Gimel, you have a similar map focus.
Rewinding when it's full in the hall.
Because then there's no space. If there's no space, it's not an OL. There has to be space for it to be an OL. There has to be empty space.
Yeah.
There has to be a tefach of empty space. Meaning, this is a finish. It might have gone up. If it's covering a tefach of stuff, that's also an OL. But no, that's not an OL, right? This is true also when it comes to it's a little tricky. Okay, it must make it a little tricky. We'll leave that for now. Anyway, Lamaisa, what do we have here? We have a similar parallel machlokes. Here we have Rashi, the Rambam, and the Mechaber say it's because of Ohel. But we have the Ravid and the Rashba say Mechze Himishameres, because it looks like you're going to strain sediment on Shabbos. Rashi's on the right side is Machlokas. The Rambam switches sides, interestingly, on this Machlokas by Kofan Zayin. He's convinced it's not an Ohel. Over here, he is convinced it is an Ohel. And even we'll try to figure out why. We will try to figure out why.
the why don't they think the charge of Ohel?
They say no, any cover of a plea is automatically nominated. Say the Rosh but the Raven, covering a plea can't be pulled at Ohel. That's just covering.
And what does the Machaber think? The Machaber thinks no. Even covering a plea would be at Ohel. The Taz points out that that's only true
if he says, oh, but how come we have a lot of healing looking cover? He said, no, that's only true, but not a specific, like, lead for the cleat. If it's a specific lead for the cleat, then that's not an OL. But if you just take the fabric of the cleat, then that can be a shash OL. So what's the yisod of the machlokas here? The yisod of the machlokas here is he so a cleat can't be an OL, according to the Raven and the Rashba. Nope. Anything covering the plea is automatically not an OL. A cover of a plea is booked up for OL. It's a lid. A lid is not a tank. And the Rashi never had a tank that he saw a plea can be an OL. However, the Taz said at the end of this very long Taz, he says, Lo Asra Bachon Kisir Shem OL El Me'im Yucha Bachach. That's only if it's not when you put the top. It's just like a cloth that you put over. But if it's been used to be the cover, which is obviously anything the handle, that's obviously meant to be a cover, or anything you could be even the other handle. So you put it for a cover, then they, meaning they don't radically disagree with the round, the right bit of the round. They don't say any cover please always come out. No, just if it's not you put the top and you cover the whole thing, then it already starts to be similar to an OL. Me de Rafana. So as the Taz and the post can agree with this.
You exactly for that.
M-A-N-O-M-E, you had like sorry. You mean what if it's a cover that you it has to be used for a cover for a cleat? What if you're for a cover for 1 to 5 kilos? Then that would be fine. Now the Magen Avraham though quotes a Tosfos. The Magen Avraham quotes a Tosfos. Who says he doesn't understand? Says the Magen Avraham. Let's see how in depth he goes. Tosos va'af al gav the shari latzar kiro gavi kiro b'shabbos v'lo kashinu mishum ohel hol v'mechitzos par tzuyos. He says, hold on a second. Here the mechitzos are already there. Shouldn't it be mutter? Yesh lomar, and it doesn't even sound like we moved it into place. Since it's Rechava Yosemidai, then it is like an Ohel. Meaning, it's very, very wide. It's very wide, and even though it's not for shelter, in which case, should only be also made Gag in the Mechitzos and then Gag. Not if you only made a Gag, but if it's very wide, then what does very wide mean? Sounds like very wide, wider than a bed. They had very big covers. So if it's very wide, then Mishabur also, and this he has a discussion in the, maybe in the Bir Halacha, the last Bir Halacha, where he says, well, yeah, if it's like wider than the regular bed, that's very wide. If it's just a regular bed, that's not. And how wide beds are. Maybe American beds are very wide. But in any case, says something very wide, that is a chash of ohel if you cover it. And that's how he paskins. In the Mishnah Brura, Yud Mem Ches, V'Avigav Shor El-Hasar, Yerol Yavi Kirov, L'Hashim Shem Ohel, Ohel Tov, V'Mchutzos B'chitzos Kfar Asuyos. And he says, it's not made for protection. Yishlom Ohol V'Akubur Rechava Yosem Yidai Naseka Ohel, Magen Avraham, based on Tosfos and Avraham. V'Lefim Adizeh, when the Shulchan Aruch says Chavis, he only had the Chavis, that's Rechava. That's Rechava Harbe. And then he says at the end, he says, based on the Prima Gunam, I told you in Sepest, if you move the Kli and then cover it, that's worse. Because then you're making, like the Prima Gunam said, you're making the Mechitzos and then the cover. So let's just review, although he says at the end, what is he at the end?
Which are the Raven and the Rashba, etc. I'm your Alacha.
I mean, Lamas was the if people follow the Raven and the Rashba angels, Yeshama Lismo to just say, no Kisa Yukli is ever a problem.
Yeshama Lismo to say, a Kisa Yukli is never a problem. But he doesn't think that's what has to go. So let's just review.
That a limthos say all covering clean is mutter. Why does a cover of a clean have an obel? Except for cloths, which might look like or lead to shimur, right? Cloths. In the circumstances would be a problem, right? Clearly there isn't, right? The writing Rashi would say, no, the answer is only for a cloth because it looks like you're going to strain, not for anything that you can't strain. But lechatchila, what's the real halacha? The real halacha is like the Ram, is like, not the Ram, like Rashi in both, like the Machaber in both tests and Yud Gimel. Lechatchila, Shaya Isser Ohel, the Kisui Kli, and therefore, based on the Yud Gimel test, what does he say? Al Kisif Yud Gimel, Aser lechasos kli racha bi Yosef afilo im lo uses hakli. Even if you didn't move the kli, you can't cover it. Racha bi Yosef, that's worse. And based on Sifkes, Aser lehaziz kli ba'achar kach lechasoso. Because then you make mafitzos and gag like the Ringgut test and your gimel, even though it's clearly told us something you didn't move, but if we die, it is still a
problem if it is rechava midai. The Shmur Shabbos Golchasa points out, and therefore he says, what's an example? If you want to make like a makeshift table by putting a board of wood on a barrel, you can't like move the barrel and then put a board of wood on it. Because then by moving the barrel, that's a test. You've made walls, and by putting the board of wood, you've made a roof. And it's a very big barrel. Then even if it's in place, you can't put a board on it. He says, but why do we always cover our kelim? He says in footnote I and B, Mashinogin Lachasos Kadira, we always cover our pots. We move the pot and then cover it. The gam or in the gdola, even if it's very, very big, like in restaurants, whatever. No, the kisa miyochad lakat, but it's not Mexico. Oh hell. He quotes the Taz. He quotes the Taz. The Magen Avraham doesn't sound that way. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, who says that nope, if you have a big closet that has a cover, you can't cover it. Even though that sounds like you cover the closet, sounds like you speak the Taz. That's what Shaul Sal says. Even the Magen Avraham would agree if it had a handle and like a special shape that it was a cover, even the Magen Avraham would be mekel. So what's the exception? The exception is that the Taz says miyuchad lakat. Magen Avraham disagrees, but says Rosh Shmuel Zalman in footnote Ayin Beis, but admits it's mutter if.
What is the end of Mishmur Taka quotes Magen Avraham?
If it is a Besach Kiza, if it has a handle, then it is Pashut, that it is Mutter.
So the mice are like real poppers, but Mutter, if it has a handle, because then it's obviously a cover and not just a building. Maybe if it's Miyuchel the top and it's just a fabric or a board, the one that brought with the Nachmir. But if it was a real cover, then everyone agreed it's Mutter. So like the real covers, everyone agrees is Mutter, which is why the mice, so we don't really worry so much about this. Halacha nowadays doesn't come up a lot.
You bask in something.
What if you have a basket of something with bread and you move it and put a napkin on top? Well, first of all, usually there won't be a tap out space because the napkin will rest on the bread.
Then you put over the basket, you put a towel over the basket and move it. You
can
tap out between the towel and the.
Then, again, in England, what we saw it on like the right lid and the rock, right? But here you don't even have the task to lie on, right? But something. So then we should be not there. There's a tap out space, we should be not there. That's what it says in the Mishmer.
Even it's only for we're not trying to make eggs,
Between me and you, we're not ashamed about
it.
Yeah, and we should still be not here. Maybe it does come up more than I think. I don't know.
Cover the towel.
No, there's no tap out space.
Maybe there's a thing.
I don't know, I can't envision people's house I go to having a college tree that would be an issue here. Keep in mind, in any case, can be so many, on the right and the right of the human casa, any plea, a limbos, it's on my list. No, we're not going to say it's not Beira, if you have it. But you're right, Hachila, one should be Machmer. I'm like, you should not say that. Okay? Hachila, one should be Machmer. Okay. Then there's a funny end to this Mishnah Berurah, which a lot of the Achronim disagree with. The Mishnah Berurah says at the end here, he says that if the drawer comes out of your table on Shabbos, you shouldn't put it back.
Because that's making it go out. Now, it depends, how the drawer is attached to the table. Sometimes we have drawers that, keep in mind, he was talking about something that's not attached to the ground. If the drawer comes out of your kitchen cabinets on Shabbos, that's really more of a problem because it's attached to the ground.
Boom.
Mishum boom. Not Mishum boom. Mishum.
It broke with their problem.
What? No, not attached to the ground, right? But let's say you have a table that's not attached to the ground. So it's clearly not boning. You're putting it in roughly, right? But he's pushed for Okel. Why? Because it's not a case. Don't imagine there's some desks where there's a rectangle and then the drawer goes into it. But whether the drawer is in or not, it's still an Okel because there's a rectangle space there. In a table, there's just a table. The drawer goes on tracks, but there's no frame for the drawer. If there's no drawer, there's just empty space. And when there's a drawer, you're basically building a floor and walls under a roof and making an OHEL. So he said, the drawer comes in, you can't put it back. You're making an OHEL.
Is that a table?
Imagine.
No.
Here, I'm going to show you. Ready?
We need markers. Imagine this is your table, right? And there's two hooks there or whatever. The drawer comes out, you just put it in like this and then take it out. He says you can't put the drawer here because that's making an OHEL.
He was an OHEL.
Yes. And all the Achronim, all the modern day poskim have trouble understanding the Mishnah Berurah because this should be totally mutter because the roof is first. And the walls are second, which is a mutter way to do things, right? It's not the shape of how you're not trying to build a tent to protect things from the sun and the rain in the middle of your house on the table. It's just a storage area. So it should be perfectly fine because the roof came before the walls. And therefore everyone is is Tamea on this Mishabrura? Why would this possibly be us? Also, there's a last line of Mishabrura in Shintesvah. Why would this possibly be us? After all, it's a root. Right, the last line of Mishabrura. What does he say? Second to last line. I apologize. Where is this? Endemem Ches. Okay. Endemem Ches. It's the Tish Kestel. Right? Tish the table. Od Kasav, the Chayodim, that the Tish Kestel, Shinitma Kulum, Nashokhan, Yishtefat, Omchalala, Ashalaf, Yersha, Osa, Opel. You can't put the Tish Kestel back, Tish the table, Kestel the drawer, if it has a Tefach space. And then in the Dirshu quotes, the Piskei Tshuva just says everyone went to town on this guy. Adam says it doesn't make any sense. The Gog's already there. You're putting Mechitza under the Gog. That should be Heter Gomer. This is exactly what the Gemara says is totally mutter. That's why most Achronim are Mekel. In the Dirshu here, he quotes that, quotes the Orch HaShabbos. Okay, we have an Orch HaShabbos. Says the Orkos Shabbos says, Yesh me a poskim sha'asru. Some poskim asru this. And it's very, very strange. As a matter of fact, you don't have to leave this book. If you just look even in the Shart Zion, he says, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he was doke at this because you're doing it in the wrong order, so it's totally mutter. And so how do you defend the Chayyadim? So the Shara says, maybe the Chayyadim says it's only mutter when you do a Shinun, but here, this is the normal way to do it is in the wrong order. The wrong order is the right order here. So maybe it is Usher. Okay, he doesn't have a clear okay, the footnote here, he brings out other spurs. Lemaisa, many poskim are makel about this because they like the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch part that you're doing in the wrong order. Says the oldest farm says, the drawer is full and there's no problem in any case because then there's not a technical space. Okay, so if you want to be machmir, just fill the drawer and then put it back. Okay. We did not get to the end. We got to the end of the siman. There were two last akudos on the makor sheet. Did you guys finish the whole makor sheet? Yes. Bible?
Yeah.
Okay, but you know, it is 5:00. All right, we can stop now. What we didn't do is two like weird makoros about bona in foods and bona in hairstyles.
Sushi.
What?
What do you think about sushi and bona?
There is a big discussion worth discussing. Is sushi bone or is sushi not bone? That's a great nafkamina, right? Is sushi bone? Okay. Of course you use those wood things. What are you, barbarian? Okay. So let's leave that for next time. So for next time, we will just finish up briefly these two last nekudos. Is sushi bone? And is sushi bona and is twirling your payas bona? Try to grow payas till next time so we can illustrate. What?
Women that breed.
Yes, that's the actual case. All right. Thank you, Shmuel.
Almost not that well.
And Shem sent a report to Lane and Sophia for the show. So we'll pick up next time with those two discussions, just finish up with the Torah sheet, and I'll go down and print out the next Makoro sheet. Zach, you said something on the chat. I don't think you can say that. No, I think it's like Mukhruch there, that's not the case.
I've already seen that.
Really? Whoa, are you kidding?